WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Life throws a lot at us, right? Ups, downs, curveballs that leave you feeling like you've been hit by a truck. But what if I told you there's a superpower within you? A key to unlock resilience, peace, and even joy amidst all the chaos? It's not telekinesis or invisibility, folks. It's something far more powerful, the power of forgiveness. Think about it, ever felt like you were carrying around this heavy backpack filled with anger, resentment, hurt? You know that feeling when someone does something to you that stings, and those negative emotions just keep replaying in your head, day after day? It's exhausting. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers in the end. So, how do we break free from this cycle of bitterness? How do we unlock the power of forgiveness and let go? Today, we're diving deep into this game changer. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you understand and embrace the transformative power of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not about saying, what they did was okay. No, it's about releasing yourself from the prison of pain those actions caused. Think of it as a gift you give to yourself. You're choosing to break free from the chains of anger and bitterness, freeing up space for healing and growth. 2. Forgiveness takes time. It's not a switch you flip on in a second. Be kind to yourself. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Remember, progress is more important than perfection. Every step you take towards forgiveness is a victory. 3. You don't have to forgive to forget. Sometimes, the memories stick around. That's okay. Forgiveness doesn't mean pretending what happened never occurred. It means choosing not to let it control your thoughts and emotions anymore. Imagine it like this. You can acknowledge the scar on your body, a reminder of past pain, but it no longer defines who you are or how you live your life. 4. Forgiveness sets you free, even if they don't deserve it. This is a big one. You know that saying, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die? Well, that's true. You can choose to be consumed by anger, or you can choose to rise above it. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you finding peace within yourself. 5. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but try to understand their perspective. What might have led them to behave that way? Did they have a difficult upbringing? Were they struggling with something themselves? Empathy isn't condoning their behavior, it's about understanding the complexity of human nature. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah, she's super competitive and, well, a little too quick to criticize. In your last game night, she made some snide comments about your strategy, even though you were clearly having a blast. It stung, right? Now, holding on to that anger isn't going to magically erase her behavior or change who she is. But choosing forgiveness, focusing on the good times you've had together, reminding yourself that everyone makes mistakes, can lighten your load and allow you to enjoy future game nights without that bitter aftertaste. Forgiveness doesn't mean ignoring red flags or accepting toxic behavior. It's about choosing not to let one bad moment overshadow the bigger picture. Remember, folks, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's about taking small steps every day to release the weight of anger and resentment. It's about choosing peace, even when things are tough. By embracing this powerful tool, you can unlock a new level of resilience, joy, and inner strength. So, I challenge you today. Take a moment to reflect on something that's been weighing you down. Maybe it's a past relationship, a hurtful comment, or an unfair situation. And ask yourself, what if I chose forgiveness? What would that feel like? Take those first steps toward healing and growth. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and understanding. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Until next time, keep cultivating that stoic state of mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.